So let's.
No, it is not night, it's afternoon.
Okay.
A day.
You might have said it in the song, so
I was... Oh, okay. Maybe he recorded in the night.
Are you... Yeah. Good afternoon, gentlemen and lady.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Before we start, Shalom, to please pray for us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we bless your name. For
amen.
Having fathers and grandfathers in the house and having a lady in the house. Thank you for Father's Day yesterday. We bless you. We adore your name for a successful discussion, because there will be no argument and nobody's going to look at me weird. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
In fact, I'm looking at you. You just spoiled the prayer.
Is it a prayer or insinuation?
Sorry, yes. I want to address something.
Small. Yes. Thank you, darling.
I mean, I think you guys have been getting my name wrong. I'm Nanikia, but you were calling me Adepa, so, you know.
You know, there's some...
I said, girl, be a friend, girl, be Adepa.
Me, Debbie.
No,
I'm... Adepa, I'm swag, I mean, yes. No, but... It may be no more girl, be a friend, Adepa.
Hmm.
I know where I knew you.
I'm fine. I'm fine. Okay.
Aye, aye. And foul. And Faza. Charlie, Nani, what to say? How was Father's Day?
It was great. I mean, I spent the night with my dad.
You spent the night?
I mean, he went to work, came back, and then, like, we had a discussion.
Hey,
spend the night with my dad, you know. How did you guys understand it? I spent the evening with my dad. We were chatting, we were talking with my dad. Oh, she. Move aside, Mujina, Mister. But I won't work.
In fact, she spent the afternoon. From night.
From night. Anybody?
All day, night free.
So afternoon.
At night, evening, in the afternoon, there.
I mean, during the day, I wasn't too well, so I was in bed.
You were in bed in the afternoon. Mm.
And you spent
and
the
it rained the whole day, so... And you may not have been feeling it. It's daddy. It's not daddy.
Hold on,
daddy.
Hold on. Which of the daddies?
My biological father. Mr. Pobi.
And you spent the night with Mr. How do you call him?
JP. He's Joseph Pobi.
Yeah, it's him.
Hi, daddy. But it was amazing. It was nice. Yeah, he's my my best friend.
Oh,
I'm able to open up to my dad more than my mom.
Do people are catching?
Can't train, but me her advice. I am maybe sunny in a.
But have you had any discussion about Oboy Bida?
Oh yes, we've had a discussion about one of the guys I was with that I almost got
them,
married, but it didn't.
Find one of them. One of them.
Me a fine girl. You don't.
One of them.
No, I'm a fine girl. You don't expect say I'll
no
be.
Dispute.
She,
no.
Who did the chief finance?
No one is contesting that. No contest. You are a beautiful girl.
Thank you.
One of them. So what were you discussing with that daddy?
Oh, okay. He just wanted to know, like,
was I
being treated right? Like, you know, how is he? How is he treating me? Do I like him? You know, all those questions.
And your answers were?
It was positive because he was doing everything right back then. But after
daddy saw him, no, but.
He just.
It's what the new chair and yeah, and I want financial.
Oh, shame me off because I'm saying I made the chair mom, but he made it. I mean, it was like a public proposal. Something,
but no, we're beer palock no already.
No, by then no beer.
And see after no treat you right.
But no crown on piece of beer. Mean I'm forcing his own beer.
Hey, wow.
At that time.
Hey!
But on a more
daddy.
No.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's
no,
real.
He didn't want to actually. But note, I mean,
it's all forcing an obey.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Beautiful lady begging you.
I didn't beg.
No, I'm coming. Let me finish. You know, just
manage them. Oh, there be a
car.
No, you see.
Yeah.
We all I was about to say we all have experiences, but
exactly.
No. It's an experience. No, see on radio.
Yeah.
Radio must be He didn't want to.
Well, I think it's because there was somebody in the picture, but I didn't know about him. Yes. Because how it happened like a family dinner and he proposing that, can you be my girlfriend? You know.
He came to a family dinner. Wow.
Yeah.
Why, was he a family friend?
Yes, he was a family friend to my sister-in-law.
Mm.
So, like, it just happened, you know. So, everybody saw that, okay, we are dating. And I think that was my first ever relationship my parents really, really knew about.
Use the mic.
That was, like, my first relationship my parents really, really knew about. Mm. So, yeah, it happened like that. And he didn't want to, because I felt like somebody was in the picture. And I said, no, I couldn't even nip on. And why you're confused, you know.
Who the left or right?
Uh-huh.
So, and who's jow?
And me, I don't have the time. When I'm dating, I don't have the time to go into your phone. Like, me, yes, CID Juma, because I mean, we've decided to be together.
Hey, CID Juma, they go for you.
I don't have time for that.
Hey. So you told him, Beme, now, Barry.
Yeah, I mean, I went out with my girls. I mean, I had some to drink.
Yeah.
I go home and.
No, trail.
Today, dear. He came to pick me up, actually. So when we go, I was like, today, dear.
I know. Into Anka, so jow, dear.
Debbie.
Also, yeah, I know.
I didn't know because I'm your girlfriend.
Oh, me say, we can't just say German person.
Eh, but still, maybe because I'm.
Oh, but yes, I'm. Missing my brain.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, my brain was there.
Oh, yes, I'm.
Ah, my brain, dad.
That was in. Guys, maybe trio.
I'm in the mood.
It has to happen. He did it.
So you
but after that, we didn't do it again until we broke up. So it was just one.
Sad that now, when you two or not?
No. It was just a quick one, and that was it.
You, a woman comes to you
what
and
the
tell you that
amount. And you say, be an who cry with you.
No.
I'll be on my own. Oh, no, damn it.
Let me say, the infama.
You know.
Look, the infama, I cry, man, fool.
Yeah, bro. And that's so much flattering.
Say. Mom said, like, I didn't say.
Some quick one be. Quick one.
What's the moment I know? What's the letter I know?
It was quick.
Unse adie na ngasa yam farm na uya na unya. Unse mostly e the class said the adam of you.
You
go know say we no like who brands
I said there was drama around it.
I said you know the vim some zeal be come. And only a different
few days ago I we were working on a production with Ochami Kwame. So I went to pick him up. Ochami when he go. So he said Charlie, yenye fast name say and then no me be fear. If you bed, and I'm like, why? And the mom peg every day. They said you be at the mom. I was see, you're in your fast. I'm like, I was challenging Fabio to buy me. You're far, mommy. You're not dear. You're in your fast. I'm saying, never set him come back when you're pegging. You're in your fast. Hey, what my promise now to her? Oh. Now they are my promise. Penalty, only keep any but short.
Is it that bad?
No, but boy, go with
you. Oh, it can be bad.
I heard married couples have to schedule sometimes.
Yeah, it can be bad.
Wow.
You can be tired about it. Mm. Me, for instance,
maybe
I'm tired.
Maybe I've not gotten there, so you're tired.
Of course I am.
This handy if you go and meet someone like me, your type, you be that.
It's normal.
You tell her you're tired.
I'm tired. I said, my brother.
And only a fresh start with time. I be calling him.
No, my bread.
I'm tired, bro. I remember one of my uncles telling me that, Goku, slow down on these girls. It depends.
No, it's true.
Really?
Yes. Because there's this man, an old man, who told his son, well, his son had got married. And then the band on any dink mono. Daddy. Me ye. Shit. Yeah, no, so na if you boko, this if you boko. Na was it in a man pemunia de shay yang. To me quad bear 10 rounds. So I say, hey. But I'm no man, me dear dear if you agree. Bakuna.
Oh, I know.
Bakuna. Nya bakwa.
No, I'm okay.
Okay. After some months, brother came. Now, if to say, a year, tomorrow, so got 10, oh, he said, we are 6. I said, no, ma'am, I'm 2 months later, old boy called his son, said, Charlie, Baba, you should make that paper, see, mommy, lawyer, not true, be kind, mommy, no, me, you should. So he was reading, yeah, okay, then he says, Cassia, I'm the baby, I'm because, oh, fear, Boko. They say, and them some of the ancestors that they say, two crown, I have some way. Say, be a two, to the be a one. Me, the Macacho, me, no, mommy, dear.
Bakuna. No stress.
And the wife called the old man. Daddy, come on. Say, come home with your husband. So they came, they sat down. Then the old boy asked his son, because I was you to me caught 10 6, and I know by a crowd, see one man who cried too. Nay, say that the media, my bro, say me to me, father, who crowds. Madam, no, mammy, still.
Back one good project.
Fabaco.
Fabaco.
Nada. Nanya, one photo. Nadia, 2, 3, 4. Now we are a Romy Jinzi. Fa baku.
I don't make two. No, now you applause.
Strong one. Charlie. Hard.
It will get to a point where
Charlie, you. My brain there.
Yeah.
You, Masa, yes. Why is you?
Masa.
Yeah. The thing is running through your mind.
Wage it.
It was a bit rude. Even baku na.
Baku na. Unyajai. Anyway, it's here for. Let's start talking.
February.
It does. Did you call old boy yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
He's back. He's in Ghana.
So. It was
Yeah.
Okay. Listeners, let's start talking. Shed, did you call your old boy or you lost him? Oh, is he around?
Yeah, he is.
All right. Did you talk to him?
I spoke to him. He's currently the chief of Myra. Myra. Pukwas Myra.
Your father?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Pukwas Myra.
Send him in your own sense.
Yeah. They say, Wadro, I remember some time ago, we go do some move before there. Me then Nyansabwakwa. Nyansabwakwa, I formerly.
Oh, Nyansabwakwa.
Yeah. We go do some move before there. We, some of the chiefs that dash us land for there. Myra, those days, pump action be soon or pump and pay. We run leave the land.
Okay.
Yanko Obium. I know that very well.
We are mistaken, D.I.O. Yeah.
Then but now
father,
I hope
your father
I hope,
must be very hard.
I hope now things are cool over there because those days it was very violent. Yeah.
Nat, how are you?
Doing fine.
Yeah. We are Pensa Neo.
Yeah.
Pensa. You know when we were younger, we all wanted to be a part of Pensa. Pensa was the swag back in the day.
Yeah. It's still the swag.
Do you know Pensa?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. No, she Pensa for that. Pensa Intercessors Assembly.
Where last year, bro? This year, are you?
Youth Ministry, Pensa, Ghana. Okay. Dear Andy, I need your assistance to help settle a very serious disagreement between my wife and me because this issue is slowly destroying the peace in our home. 6 years ago, I married my wife. Before we got married, we both had children from previous relationships. I had a son. She also had a son. From day one, I made a promise to myself that I would never treat the boys differently. Whatever I bought for my biological son, I bought for a son too. Whether it was clothing, food, healthcare, birthday, school needs, or family outings, I made sure they were treated equally. In fact, many people who knew us believed both boys were my biological children because of the way I had raised and cared for them over the years. I never wanted my wife's son to feel like he was less important or that he didn't belong in our family. As time went on, I even started making future plans that included both boys because in my mind they were growing up together under the same roof. Unfortunately, life has become very difficult lately. The cost of living keeps rising and my income is no longer enough to comfortably handle every responsibility. The boys have now reached a stage where choosing the right school is very important. After doing some research, I found an excellent private school that I believe can give my son a strong academic foundation and better opportunities. The problem is that I can only afford the fees for one child. If I tried to pay for both boys, I could end up drowning in debt and struggle to meet other responsibilities at home. After thinking about it carefully, I told my wife that I will enroll my biological son in a private school while her son remains in a government school for now. Saito. The moment those words left my mouth, everything changed. My wife became extremely upset. She accused me of pretending to love her son all these years. Excuse me. She said my decision had exposed my true feelings and proved that I never genuinely considered her son as part of my family. I tried to explain that it wasn't about love or favoritism. It was purely a financial decision. I reminded her of all the years I had supported and cared for her son without discrimination. I even suggested that if our financial situation improves in the future, we could transfer him to a private school as well. But she refused to listen. According to her, a father who truly loves two children equally would never give one child a private education while sending the other to a government school. The argument became worse and worse. Hurtful words were exchanged, and at one point, out of frustration, I told her that if she felt so strongly about it, she should either ask the boy's biological father to take up that responsibility or contribute towards the fees herself. That statement made matters even worse. Please underline that part for me. Yeah. Asking the biological father to take up the responsibility or contribute towards the fees. That statement made matters even worse. Now, the atmosphere at home is tense. We barely talk to each other, and what started as a discussion about school has become a serious threat to our marriage. So, Andy, and now I want to ask, am I wrong for prioritizing my biological son when resources are limited? Or is my wife being unfair by expecting me to do something I genuinely cannot afford? Who is being unreasonable in this situation? Shalom, let me start with you.
Okay, please, just a jiffy. I have loved ones who have their birthday today in case we run out of time. Okay, so Reverend Mrs.
So let's tackle this that you spend the rest of the time.
Thank you very
doing
much.
Doing the birthday shout.
Okay.
Now, when you started, they won't hear.
Mate. Okay, so, you know, I have an issue with people who start stuff and they don't end. They are mostly not serious. Now, in this case, the guy may think he's serious because he feels he has to attend to this over this. But look, everybody in the lady's condition will be angry with you. Because you started something. Now, women, not women, but human, are designed in a way that they get used to what you give to them. Now, this lady is used to the fact that you want to be the acting biological father of her child, which you are really doing it, and it's nice. But the issue here is that the moment you tell her that I want to do this, I can afford this for my child, but I can't afford this for your child, is the case. Now, I feel at that part, he didn't play, like he wasn't smart enough. Now, tell the lady that you want to enroll the two kids in a school like this. In both kids. Okay, I went and this is the admission. This is the amount. But honestly, things are not really okay now. This is what I have. What are you going to do about it? Let the lady bring her suggestion. That is when you know if she's selfish or she's not. For you know, the lady can tell you that, you know what, let me speak to the guy's dad, or let me also see what I can do. Yet, or maybe you can take your son there, or our son, you know, you and the lady's son, or your son there, and then later we enroll my child. But the moment you want it to be like, this is how I want it, then she feels you are choosing your child over hers.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy wasn't smart enough. For you, you know, in cases like this, let her bring the suggestion. Because the moment you bring the suggestion, it shouldn't be your son. And it shouldn't be her son too. Because if you tell her son, she will agree to it easily. And if you tell her your son, then it will be like, oh, okay, so now you're choosing your son over my son. And it's not as if your son is a child of you and hers. No.
Mm.
So you need to tell her that I want to enroll both kids in an institution like this. This is what I have. Because the academics is running down. So what do? But for you to tell her that this is what I want clearly tells that now, all things being equal, if this child, if both kids are your kids, are you going to tell me you enroll one
in the government? No, it happens.
No.
It happens.
No. Are you going to tell me you enroll one in a government school and enroll one in a private school? Telling your wife. No, you just do it. But the moment the girl's kid is in the scene now, you need to tell her that this is my strength. I want to enroll both kids, but this is my strength. What do we do about it? The moment she tells you that, okay, then let's enroll your child first. Fine. And you can put engine to Musa. Oh no, let's not. Because the moment you accept it at a go, it tells that is what you wanted to do, but intentionally brought her into the scene. This is what I feel it should be. You know, let's enroll both. No, let's not do that. Else the child will feel like, you know, we are neglecting, like he doesn't really play a major role in the family and whatever. So try, you know, like you need to like hesitate what the lady will say if, you know, it's about you enrolling only your child. And then with time you tell her that, okay, you know what, I don't want it to be like I'll enroll just my child. And I said, I've been saying something. If you have never lied to your partner before, you are not in love. People will not understand, but you get to that point.
If you've not lied to your partner before,
you are never in love. Sometimes you need to, it's not about lying, but sometimes you need to tell them things.
Mr. Kumi.
Sometimes you need to tell them things. Which was, I do know the number of lies which have saved a lot of relationships.
Well, it depends.
But the fact that you say if you've not lied to your, it means you want to lie in the marriage then.
No, I'm not saying you want to lie. Sometimes it comes. The need comes. Are you getting the point? No. You know, imagine maybe you are, I don't know how to put it, like, you were maybe accidentally, like you were involved in a robbery. Excuse my language. Look, there are some truth you can tell your wife.
Mm.
I don't know. You know, like what I'm saying, most men will attest to what I'm saying. Kumu attest to it.
The fact that you say some, then maybe we can
agree.
that is where the issue may come from.
Like what I'm trying to say is that, you know, sometimes you need to, not necessarily lie, but, you know, you need to lure, like, just to make things, you know, very perfect home, bring peace home and stuff. So what I'm saying here is the guy didn't play smart. Every lady, because for all you know, all this while you treating the child good and whatever, she may be thinking, you know, hey, Niswadie, with time you will change. And every woman, look, the heart of every baby mama is a baby. When a lady is coming, a lady with one child, a prime star, will only accept you if you love their child.
Love me, love my monkey.
Are you getting the point? So the moment you are in love with a child, middle, if you don't like my, that is why when you meet a baby mama, the first thing they tell you is that I have a child. Why? Because you can't love me and leave my child. So the moment you love me, you should love my child as well. So the guy didn't play smart. You should have given it to the lady. This is what I think, Charlie. This is my strength. This is what I can get in the meantime, but if you also have a support, this can. Okay. Now, if were you telling her you want to enroll your child, clearly tells that, Charlie, all this while you taking care of her child was because you think you have the strength. And look, telling the child that you want like telling the wife that you want to take care of the child till it's a responsibility. Whether you have it or you don't have it, it's a responsibility. To me, I have kids. Whether I have it or I don't have it, I still have to take care of them equally. So the guy who didn't play smart enough. Yeah.
Mr. Kumi.
So now the guy, what does he want?
I mean, he wants the wife to understand
the advice so that the wife would understand that, okay, you are going to elevate your child and my own will remain the same at the same place. So let's think about it. They are two kids and they know themselves as siblings. How are they going to feel as kids? Especially if the other kid gets to know that you are not my real father. How are they going to take it at that level psychologically? Whether it will affect them psychologically or not. You see, the guy has never been smart from day one.
Someone who has taken care of two children, loves them equally. He's not been
smart. He's not.
Wow.
Do you know why? Let me tell you why. The child has a father. Before you came into the picture, the child had a father. So what happened to the upkeep or the role the father was playing or had to play? What was the discussion? That is the first thing. Because if you had discussed it and you know that, okay, the father is paying one pessoa per term or per semester, you know that if you are making any decision based on the earlier discussion, you can factor in. If the father is that irresponsible to the extent that he doesn't even care about the child and the child's education, you know that this is the situation and I am now taking total responsibility of the upkeep. Now, you said something, somebody who is not consistent. You've started doing it. And when the time came that you feel that you should, it's not bad to think about your kid. Sometimes you other people that you don't even know, because of how you treated them, they become your blood automatically. So that one is there. But that does not negate the fact that your biological child is your biological child. When the child grows, the child will choose, has the choice to choose whether you took care of me, and for that matter, the way you took care of me, I've taken you as my father. Yeah. Or the child can decide to go back to the father.
Exactly.
The child has a choice. So taking care of your own is securing your future. Even though there are some irresponsible, you know, sons and daughters who neglect their parents and all these things. That one too is a different thing altogether. But if you had a discussion about how the children will be raised, and the baby daddy conversation didn't come in as to the contribution he or she is contributing. You know, there are some guys, if after divorce, if they see that you are going out with another guy, they'll stop paying school fees because they will stop doing that out of jealousy, you know, and all these things. They will abandon their kids and all these things. If that is the case, it's a different thing altogether. But if you don't discuss it and it gets to the point where you have to make a choice, just as you said, this is my situation, I think I can take care of my child. That is not fair. Because the moment you decide to live together as a team, the child becomes our child. He is our son. She is our daughter. But if you begin to do they and us, you have brought division. The woman has every right to be angry. You cause the division. Because when it got to that point, that critical moment, you are letting her know that you know your own. So all this while, you had these thoughts in your mind that should the day come that in times of difficulty, you know which one to choose, which one to pick, which means you've thought about it already. Don't forget, there is no art to determine the construction of one's mind. You may not be thinking along that pattern, but you can't convince her that all this while you've not been thinking about that.
That's the point.
And you can't prove. So you create cracks in there. Now, my biggest problem is he trying to justify that if my wife doesn't understand what happens to the child's father. That is the question you should have asked from day one.
Earlier, yeah.
And you didn't because you wanted to show Shutanga.
Catch your power.
Catch your power. You wanted to please her. I can take care of you and your kid. Your kid is mine. He will continue to be yours. You will pay the school fees.
but he said that.
But this is fraud. This is fraud. What situation?
Because it says hateful words were exchanged. We don't know the words.
It's fraud.
We don't care.
It's fraud.
Don't care. Don't care. That means you have been one-sided about the argument. Because yes, he says out of frustration.
Frustration. Do you know the number of frustrated people are walking around? Forget about that, man. Frustration.
Oh, no.
Oh, you know, we be advising
you. You
know the frustration that they carry with her. Is it there? So, do you know why I'm telling you that? If the woman knew that a day will come, that when we go into financial situations like this, my husband will choose yours over me. I'm not sure the woman would have signed in for this contract. Yeah. So, this is fraud. Mm. You defrauded her. You gave her false hope. Mm. And in the middle of the sea, you want to jump the ship. That is fraud. Mm. Unless maybe I'm not making sense.
No, yeah.
I'm making sense.
I don't agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm not saying agree with me. If I make sense, you don't agree. that is enough. Because you cannot raise her hopes high, for better for worse, till death do us apart, including our kids. You came with one. I came with one. Let's flip the coin.
Okay.
Should the woman be the one taking care of the house and says that I want to elevate my kids' school and leave yours because that is what I can afford? Okay. Would this gentleman who sent this wholeheartedly accept it? So, if it gets to that point and you are not, and now you are now bringing in, you are even reminding your wife of that irresponsible baby daddy, which is not fair. She might have made a mistake. It is past and gone. That is why she's with you, and you promised. I'm not sure if he didn't promise, he would have carried
to do it.
Take care of the kids.
But I'm taking care about my whole thing, so
don't start what you can't finish, Andy.
Okay. Madam,
you don't start
what you know.
Madam,
no, Andy, sometimes
the intro to this program we were discussing back when if I promised you 10 rounds and now I'm doing one,
why do you have to?
But don't even promise me,
just start with one.
No, don't promise me, let's start with what I can do. That's it.
He mentioned that things had been life had been unbearable.
You should have known this,
you should have known it would get to a point where.
Where to make money?
No, we don't know.
No, you know where they are going to make money.
But it will never be forever.
And because that it frees you to Swan Lake or boutique or in Angkani or Magodin or Mosso or Chinawzika Bebanjo or Yis Yuzi Muo.
But look, it is
no one knows tomorrow.
We know. But it is not
because he should have known.
Normal to think that everything will be smooth forever.
Okay.
Lord, I'm rembatcher. Before that comes in.
Because see, sometimes we fall in love and we don't use our common sense, because when you met the lady, you are in love, so you would want to, you know, show yourself, you want to prove yourself to her that okay, I'm gonna do this for you, I'll do that for you. This is what happens when people get broken hearted, because you promised her heaven and earth, like you buy her this, you do this for her, and now it has gotten to a point where you have to show that okay, I'm really gonna take care of these kids, and you're saying you're taking one. Are you thinking of the other boy's emotional, trauma or something? Like, he'll be feeling less of himself. That I thought this is our dad. So why is he taking one to a better school and I'm still in our old school?
Okay. Have you realized that even mommy, papa, papa?
Yeah.
I don't know whether you had any of such experiences where your own sister or your sibling or international school, we were government school.
I knew people who went through that. I had classmates who had, we were in a private school, but I had classmates who had siblings who were in government school.
Well, I've never seen
it happen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was. But I feel like
my children, although they are in international schools, one Oh, they are in the same school.
Mm-hmm.
One, we had to go write exam because the school gives scholarships, right? The school gives scholarships mm-hmm. to brilliant children, okay? At least it will help cut down my cost because instead of paying for three children, now I'm going to pay for two.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
They'll be detached. So will the two feel like I didn't see any way school?
No, Andy, your situation is different. This one, they are in the same school and they've been given scholarships.
No, I'm making it say yes. Uh-huh. We could have made all three.
Right. Okay.
Go through the process. Right. We chose one.
Okay.
Enti bakwa qualify oko. Enti mienu na kan feel say that in person.
No, but you see, I feel like he didn't go about the situation properly because there are private schools where the fees is moderate that you can pay for two children.
Yeah.
So maybe it depends on where he wants to take his child. That is why he's choosing to, but it is not fair to say you are taking just your child. Mm-hmm. To the school, because I don't think if tables were to be turned, the lady would say, okay, me the men kwame back to school and then I'll leave the other, you know. But I also asked myself when I saw the story, I was like, so where is the biological father of the other,
mm-hmm.
you know, child? Because, I mean, he's
because the guy cleared that guy.
Fine, but I mean, Ayauba. So if say the person I'm living with doesn't want to take care of the, if you were in the picture and you were supporting in a way, or can't say the other say okay, Ode Faneko, say maybe when my baby daddy brings money, we'll just add up and then take my son to the same school.
Nana, you're taking. I get you. But we have some child. Men who are very insecure. For all you know, he told you that, look, I don't want you to have anything with your baby daddy. I'll take care of the child.
It's true.
Do I mean like that?
Mm.
That one too is there.
Wato Odomu, he's promising a whole lot of things and now he's in trouble and he's not going about the thing. For him to even mention where is the biological, that's a wrong thing. He went so low. He shouldn't have even mentioned that. The lady has every right.
That was why I was asking the question, where has he been all this while in the equation?
Exactly.
If he's not been within the equation, why are you bringing him in now? Which means all this while you were being selective.
Uh-huh. And maybe because the lady is working.
You have plans for your child.